This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion. Not long ago, I regularly coached students and residents that during their patient encounters, they should put their papers and notes aside and listen to the person, look them right in the eye. Well, today, a black computer screen sits between the doctor and the patient, just as a fence sits between two neighbors. My students and residents, like doctors around the country, are slaves to the computer and the electronic medical record. One healthcare expert calls the push for the electronic medical record, or EMR as it's called in medical circles, the search for medicine's holy grail. Why the push for the EMR? Well, in theory, the EMR will enhance quality of care, improve communication between healthcare providers, and reduce medical errors. Now, admittedly, other industries have seen large cost savings from computerization, but healthcare is different. First, the healthcare system is hardly a system. It's hundreds of thousands of doctors and thousands of hospitals all practicing medicine their own unique way, and the EMR will not change that. Ideally, the EMR should allow doctors standing in the emergency room or the hospital to look up the records from, say, the patient's doctor's office. However, today, each hospital system or doctor's office has a unique EMR that stands completely on its own. It won't talk to another's computers. It's entirely reasonable to expect computers could improve quality by, say, promoting doctors to order certain tests or reminding them to update a person's immunizations. But in fact, studies show that when doctors are provided with electronic reminders, 75% of the time, the reminders are ignored. Not surprisingly, the one thing studies have shown is that the EMR increases the amount a doctor can bill because it improves documentation. But documentation is where I have my biggest concern. Computers allow for automated documentation, and this has a huge potential for electronic forgery and dishonesty because longer, more detailed notes promotes increased billing and quick note production. But these automated notes may do nothing to improve patient care. In fact, they may hinder care and could lead to major problems. Adding EMRs to the current broken healthcare system could increase costs, decrease quality, and push the practice of medicine further away from a caring human-human interaction. Before we spend more money on these electronic holy grails, let's first look for data showing that in the real world, they can achieve important goals other than simply improved billing. For KCRW, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.